Welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD's CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. The gyration on financial markets continued this morning as investors de-risk and sought safe haven assets. US benchmark 10-year Treasury bonds rallied to 1.77% together with the rest of the term premium across the US curve falling. The move by Beijing to allow the yuan to tumble to its weakest level in a decade against the dollar made big headlines across Asia this morning. The yuan fell 1.2% to 7.02 a dollar after the People's Bank of China set its daily reference rate at a weaker level than 6.9 for the first time since December. The offshore yuan sank as much as 1.9% to a record low. Moreover, authorities asked state-owned companies in China to suspend imports of U.S. agriculture products in a response to President Trump's move on further tariffs on Chinese imports by September 1st. China's 10-year government bond yield dropped to 3.068%, while gold climbed higher to $1,453 an ounce. EM corporate credit spreads widened across Asia, while MSCI Asia Pacific Index headed for its biggest decline since March, with indices falling over 2% from Tokyo to Hong Kong and Seoul. Equities in Shanghai saw a modest drop amid speculation that state-linked funds may act to prop up the market. The Japanese yen benefiting from the broader risk aversion tone and strengthening to 106 against the US dollar. Moreover, in China, financial leverage in China's bond markets dropped in July as money markets experienced less liquidity for non-banking sectors. China's interbank bond market leverage ratio, an indicator measuring how many bonds are financed through repurchase agreements, fell to 1.07 in July from 1.09 in the previous month. The indicator is calculated by dividing investors' total bond holdings by own capital. A ratio of less than 1 means investors are lending to others to buy bonds, and a ratio of more than 1 means investors buy more bonds through repo financing, which exceeds their own capital, increasing leverage. Emerging market primary bond issuance has continued its strong streak amid all the concerns surrounding global trade wars. The volume of new issuance for last month was the third largest of 2019 at over $68 billion US dollar, and behind March and April volumes of $75 billion each. The July total EM volume was also the fifth highest since January 2018. Across the global EM, Asia led the issuance by almost half of the total EM volume, printing $34.1 billion of new bonds. The 10-year break-even rate, a gauge of where the market thinks consumer price inflation is headed over the coming decade, is currently at 1.7%. To remind you that the Fed has a 2% inflation target. Well, last week, the US payrolls for July showed a solid but slowing labor market with positive month-over-month earnings, slowing non-farm payrolls, and an unchanged 3.7% unemployment rate. Although wages nudged up 0.1% to 3.2%, that said, inflation expectations have fallen as market position now reflects the benign inflation environment post comments on further tariffs by President Trump. The rhetorics and stance around global trade has heightened investor concerns and drove bond yields lower globally. Such market nuances of falling yields have also pushed investors' search of yields to venture out to excessive credit risk. Investors need to be pragmatic and complacent on risk-adjusted returns, particularly in this late cycle juncture. Thank you and have a great day.